The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with, well, it's Carl Bott today. Trish isn't here and Linda will be in later. Linda will be in around 8 o'clock for that. She's taking care of a number of things that have to be taken care of early in the morning. So, good morning, everybody. Today, the 11th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And yes, I am in the throes of allergy season. Can you hear it in my voice? Yeah, it's because my whole head is stopped up. And I think there's probably many of you out there like that. So, you know, what do you do? You know, Linda swears that the neti pot, you know what a neti pot is?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, unfortunately, no. A neti pot is this, it looks like a little teapot. It's small with a spout. And you put some kind of mixture in that. And while you're in the shower, you know, warm water and... And this mixture, you know, calms down. You don't ever put, never. Just put shower water up your nose. It'll kill you. I mean, but, you know, it hurts and it's not good for your sinuses and all. Anyway, then you put this in there and it's supposed to clean out your sinuses. Well, I don't like that. So I'm relying on, you know, anti-allergy medicine and sprays. I'm really big in the Afrin spray. Yeah, I've got three going right now, but it doesn't seem to be helping a lot. Anyway, good morning, everybody. And today, like I said, is the 11th of April, and Christina's here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning. Happy to be back home.
We're glad you're back. So, Ben's going to be, Ben may be playing rugby this weekend. He was injured in practice the other day. He pulled a hammy, his hamstring. Have you ever pulled a hamstring? It hurts.
No.
It's that, you know, it's that main, you know, muscle and ligament.
Ouch, no,
that goes, you know, up in the back of your thigh. You've never pulled a hamstring. Bless you. If you have, you know what we're talking about. So he may not be playing at this big rugby meet they're having this weekend here in Reading. And it looks like it could be almost perfect rugby weather. Showers. Today, sunny with a high near 80 and a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. tonight. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. tomorrow on Friday. Partly sunny with a high near 67. Friday night showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Low around 49. Looks like it is. Chance of precipitation over 80%. And Saturday, showers likely, 70% chance of precipitation. Saturday night, showers. Sunday, 30% chance of showers, and then partly sunny. And then Monday, sunny with a high near 71. Tuesday and Wednesday, clear and sunny in the 70s. So, let's hope next week is a good week, because it's a Red Bluff Roundup next week. Yeah, what we'll be going to see. I love the Red Bluff Roundup almost as much as I love the Reading Rodeo. Okay, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, the Kenny family. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans at that business. They're just good people there. All that propane comes out of one tank, so it comes down to customer service. And that's what Shasta Gas Propane delivers, is great customer service. They treat their customers as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Cypress Avenue closed down yesterday at about 4:30. It opened up last night around 9. It was between, I believe, Hartnell and Bocelli. Yeah. They had a officer-involved shooting, it appears, that officers were called there. And about 4:20 yesterday, a couple officers became involved in an altercation that ultimately resulted in an officer-involved shooting of one suspect. And that, the suspect was transported with unknown injuries to the hospital. So the incident has been turned over to the critical incident response team for investigation. So I wonder what happened there. I hope no officers were injured in this. You know, this weekend there's going to be an event. It's going to be Saturday. There's lots of events going. But it's called Hooked on Healing. And the reason I'm bringing this up is this used to be called Project Healing Waters. Well, like a lot of these very large organizations, they want more and more from all the different, you know, local groups. And it came down to the fact that they were starting to have to spend more money to the national level than they were keeping and helping our own local veterans. So they changed and organized into another group called Hooked on Healing. So sometimes, you know, you've heard me speak of Project Healing Waters, which I've been a member of for many years. And now it's changed to Hooked on Healing. Anyway, they're having a fundraiser this Saturday at the Vets Hall. It's going to be, it's dinner. Yeah, they've got a lot of raffle items and a lot of silent auction items. And usually they're going to have a couple of firearms that they auction off. And there's just a number of ways. I mean, it's a lot of fishing equipment, but then the money goes back to our local veteran community. And it's a nonprofit, Hooked on Healing. It's a disabled veterans program of the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers. It's dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. The number of stories of these people helping is remarkable. Veterans have come home with injuries, PTSD, got into this, and it really solved or helped with a lot of the problems. And how does it work? Well, the members here that are in this, you know, kind of act as mentors, and as the veterans join this organization, you know, they ensure that, one, that you've got the right equipment, that you know which flies to use, and you go out to some really beautiful places to fish that's only opened up. It was private property, and it's only opened up to this group. The men and women involved in this thing are very, 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 very nice people. And they do this out of the, you know, because they want to help. So if you're thinking about going or maybe just even donating, it costs about $1,400 a year per member or per person they help. When it talks about the trips, the equipment mainly. And they meet on a weekly basis. It's like a gathering of old friends and new friends. So if you go to it, you just go to Hooked on Healing. And this article is on the Channel 7 website, but you can go to that. You can go to, you can buy tickets at the door. It starts at 6 and it goes till 8. So I'll be there. I'll be emceeing it to kind of keep it moving along because it's the event takes care of itself. The food is catered in from Chef Jamie over at Enterprise High School, who they've won awards all over the United States for their cuisine, and trust me, it's really good. So you have a buffet there, and then you have the silent auction going on, and then the live auction. So if you have a chance, why don't you come down and join us this Saturday at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. All right, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Attention adventure seekers. Save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I just got stoked, okay? I'm all stoked up now. That's good. You probably haven't heard that before. Good morning. Hey, it's 7:19 in the morning here on the 11th of April. It's going to be a beautiful day. Get up near 80. And the reason I'm stoked up is because Jeanette came in and picked up her tickets for Glowing Wild. And we should give away some more of those. Oh, we got lots of tickets. We'll be giving those away. Now, this next 3 minutes, I'm going to be talking about all the things that are going on. The Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California. This is a great unit here. They are selling raffle tickets for a shotgun and a 9mm Smith & Wesson. There's only 300 tickets being sold, and they're $20 each. And they have some left, and the drawing's going to be April 27th. At the annual Pack Clinic and Barbecue. So for more information or to get those tickets, give Larry a call at 530-526-0590 or Patty LaRue at 530-227-2239. Now, or you can just go to Facebook to Backcountry Horsemen Shasta Trinity Unit. It's got all the information there. And if you're thinking about joining an organization that is a real, it really helps our environment and the trails, Pacific Crest Trail up in the Trinity County, you know, trails up there, and they go out on specific missions and they clear those trails. They also deliver fish to the lakes up there. They also deliver supplies, food, and cart all the used stuff for the construction crews up in the wildlands up there. It's a great organization. Fred Salante, who founded the Missing in America Project's funeral, is going to be April 16th out there at the 11 a.m. at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Fred was a very honorable individual, served his country during Vietnam, and started the Missing in America Veterans Recovery Project. Saturday, April 27th, Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International is going to have its 30th annual banquet. Hey, look, this is a good time, and it has got great gifts. It's got hunts, games, auctions, hunting and outdoor gear, artwork, and then it's got a whole table just for the ladies who hunt. For more information and get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. April 13th, which is coming up quick, Night of Champions out there at Simpson University. And this is where they have, the Christian Fellowships, or Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And they're bringing in Olympic gold medalists, three-time Olympic gold medalist. They're bringing in skateboarders. They're bringing in wave runners, all that kind of stuff. And it's free. And it includes free admission, and you get a T-shirt, barbecue, and prize drawings, and it starts at 5:30 right there at Simpson University. The Ghost, directed by Denise Dirk and Dan Beckman, locally written, but it's going to be out at the Arts Theater down in Anderson, which is on Hearst Street. It started on the 5th, and it goes through the 21st, but it's on Friday. It's Fridays at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. It's a comedy western. Everybody needs that. Sexual Assault Awareness Month in the Denim Drive. That's going on right now, and you get new denim and drop it off at the district attorney's office. On West Street, 1355 West Street. Or, hey, you can go over to KQMS over at 3360 Alta Mesa Drive. You can't just walk in there. You have to ring doorbells. Anyway, and then on April the 24th. Yeah, April 24th, everybody wears denim in support of the Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Denim Drive. Okay. And we have the Reading Chamber of Commerce, the Anderson Chamber of Commerce. How about the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce? $97 for the whole year. You get free Reading Buzz shout-outs. You get to meet a bunch of good people. And this is for the whole Shasta County, working together to bring business and tourism to the North State. Good thing I only do that once. There's a lot of things that are going on, and I probably haven't even touched on all of them. Okay. I hate to bring up this obvious thing. Surge of eye injuries after the eclipse. Duh. Surge of eye injuries after the eclipse. It couldn't be because people decided that, oh, yeah. Nah, it's not gonna. I just look at it for a couple of minutes. Yeah, I saw some YouTubes of animals that they were having a little bit of a problem. They weren't staring at the sun though, like humans do. Can you imagine that. Okay. Five things you need to know today. I'm going to start from the bottom. I already talked about this some, but I got to bring it up again. Cicadas. The reason there's going to be so many cicadas this year is that one group, they're called broods, comes up every 13 years. And another every 17 years. But this year, they're coming up simultaneously. And it's being called the cicada apocalypse. And like I said yesterday, it hasn't been seen in the U.S. since Thomas Jefferson was president. Look up when see Thomas Jefferson was president. I said it yesterday. It was like 1703 or something. It had to be 1780, maybe it was 1803. Anyway, we'll find that out. It won't happen again until 2245. I'm not sure I'll be waiting around for this. Anyway, here's the thing. There's millions of them. There'll be billions. And they're noisy, and they're everywhere. Usually it's in the southeast, Florida, and all these in the Midwest. They're everywhere. They're noisy. I mean really noisy, because the males are this is just a big love fest that they're having out there. The males use something called a thiter. It's on their body, and it makes this thumping humming noise, and that's what causes all the noise. And then the females find the ones they like. But they're harmless in the sense of they don't eat crops. They don't do things like that. And birds and other animals will just feast as long as the cicadas are out. But there's so many of them, it's okay, because once they've mated, you know, and all this cicada event happens, they all go back underground. And they've got these special feeders on their head that lets them, you know, tap into the tree sap. And that's what they eat, tree sap. They don't eat the leaves. They eat tree sap. Can you imagine billions of these things coming out and just, they're not like locusts that will come through and clean up everything. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. It is community bank. It's community oriented, local board of directors. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 17 years ago. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson. They're a sponsor for many of our local organizations and events. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Reading Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Reading Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Reading Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What an appropriate song. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:33 in the morning here on the 11th of April. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, truck, or bicycle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You notice how I don't make any comments about EVs during this. REU's providing a service there for people that do want EVs. I don't know. Did I mention that somebody came in and picked up their tickets to Glowing Wild? Did I mention that? I did? No, I didn't. Jeanette came in. And she's a teacher at Shasta Lake. She came in to pick up her tickets on the way to work. And it was really, it was pleasant. It kind of like pumped me up. You know, when I'm, she listens to the show on her way to work and all that. And she's an educator. She's a school teacher. It's cool. President Biden's going to host the first ever leaders summit between the U.S., Japan, and the Philippines. The latest attempt to draw Pacific allies closer as the region grapples with China's aggression and nuclear provocations from North Korea. Well, you know, when they started, when China... They kind of bought their first aircraft carrier. When you saw that happening the first time, there wasn't a person that wasn't looking at it that had any knowledge at all. They didn't think, well, here we go. You don't need a carrier to guard the Yangtze River. They're building a blue water navy, a power projection navy. That's what aircraft carriers are, because then aircraft carriers are surrounded by destroyers, and they've got their own subs that are going with them, and all these things. And they have been on a building frenzy for carriers for years. Anyway, Biden's meetings with the Japanese Prime Minister Kishida and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. expected to produce announcements relating to infrastructure, energy security, digital connectivity and maritime security. So, meanwhile, China's highest level visit to North Korea in nearly 5 years is set to get underway today, as Pyongyang seeks to strengthen relations with both Beijing and Moscow. The Pacific, especially there in the South China Sea, is a treasure trove of natural resources out there. And then you've got the Philippines that we've got out there in the Spratly Islands, and they're saying, hey, these belong to us, and China's going to, no, they don't. And China's even built some islands out there so they can put their forces there. It's interesting. We'll see what happens. I'm not sure that it comes down. Does the Philippines, I think, have a will to fight because they'll be taking their property. Japan has realized, and has realized for years, they're ahead of the curve. China is the big, it's the big monster out there. So, you know, and they've been, you know, in their constitution, there's certain things they can't do to become offensive, you know, like offensive warfare. But they sure can do a lot as defensive warfare. And they are in the, they're upping their military budget also. Three sons of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. It was an assassination that threatens to complicate ongoing negotiations aiming to secure a ceasefire and a hostage deal. Now, why is the pressure being put on Israel to end this before Hamas is leveled from this administration, from Democrats, some Republicans? And then you've got this ready-made contingent of total jerks. They're out there at a rally in the United States chanting death to America. Are you kidding me? If there was one of them that I found that were students at a university, it would end. It would end that instant. They would no longer be a student at my university, chanting death to America. You know, and the reason they can say that is they're in America. If they were in Iran and saying death to Iran, guess what? They just disappear. And then when they're seen 4 or 5 years ago with no, you know, later with no teeth and arms and legs that don't work right, they're not chanting as much. Or they're just shot. Death to America. When I hear that and I see it on TV, it's just too much sometimes. Not totally too much, but it's too much. Storms. We're getting storms heading in through the southeast and the Ohio Valley. Ours are going through back again today. Ours after tornadoes went through Texas to Mississippi. Floods were reported early today in Tallahassee, Florida, where water was entering structures, and rescues were underway according to the National Weather Service. At least 4 tornadoes were reported in Louisiana and Texas on Wednesday, prompting widespread power outages across parts of the Gulf Coast. Here we go. Now, my favorite. Now, this isn't my favorite topic. My favorite topic, of course, is the border and what's not being done down there about the millions of illegals that have come into our country, the hundreds of thousands that are being flown into our country. And Mayorkas is not telling Congress when they ask a simple question, how many? Where are they going? He doesn't answer it. Is it because they don't know? Is it because, why? I mean, if we can track a calf that's born in, you know, in Canada, and we can track it to Oklahoma to some farm, are you telling me that we've just turned loose millions of people in this country and have no way of knowing where they are? Yeah, yep. Yep, that's exactly what they're saying. Okay. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got something to say.
I hope you have something cheerier than I did. That just, you know what?
No, I'm going to talk about what you're talking about. You know, this morning I heard your young lady, Sue, was talking about somebody set off a bomb somewhere, and now they're going to prosecute him for terrorism. And as far as I'm concerned, Biden and Kamala Harris, I call him O. Biden, and Kamala Harris have not closed the border. So they're letting all these people come in. They're flying them in. And these illegal aliens are the one that killed the young lady in Georgia, the nursing student. And the one that killed the lady here in San Francisco. As far as I'm concerned, Biden is allowing terrorism to come through. And the bloodbath has already started, as far as I'm concerned, when they killed those two ladies.
It's more than just them. They got the attention that lasted for a while. But there's been numerous incidences. MI-13. These gangs come across and they're forming in these big cities, and there's nothing being done. And people are just. They're fed up with it. Finally, they're fed up with it. And
well,
it,
I'm fed up.
Well, then,
O. Biden is not closing the border, and so why can't the Congress and the Senate take him out, him and Kamala out? There's going to be more stuff going on as far as I'm concerned.
Impeach them?
Impeach them. Take them out.
It'll never happen.
Take them down to... Offender, where they take all
Eagle, Texas.
Not Eagle, Texas, but I mean, take them down to wherever Castro's at.
Oh, Cuba.
Cuba, take them to Cuba. Put them in Cuba. So, like I said, if Congress and the Senate would grow a set of balls and a set of ovaries and do their job, they're not standing up for America. They're not standing up for us. That includes our Congressman Doug LaMalfa too.
So
that's my comment.
Okay, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. The thing about it is, when Congressman LaMalfa talks about this, it takes a will. And so even if you could get all the votes, and I agree with Ron, you know, hey, when are they going to do something? But even if you could get the votes in the House of Representatives, and they could do something about the border, it has to get through the Senate, where the Democrats control, because the Republicans put a bunch of idiots up running last time when they should have won. They should have swept the House of Representatives, and they should have swept the Senate. They should have had a majority of five. Instead, they put Dr. Oz, who loses to Fetterman, who, by the way, is starting to, you know, you're starting to look at Fetterman like, oh, he's not he's. Fetterman is not towing the Democrat line. And you got Herschel Walker down in Georgia. And I mean, you know, there were some people that the Republicans put up that just weren't the quality they could have been. So I blame that on Republicans. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back. Let's talk inflation. Let's talk about Caitlin Clark just for a minute when we get back. If you need some help when it comes to workers' injuries or injuries at the workplace, if you're not getting treatment for these injuries, you need to talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You get a free consultation. You give him a call at 530-262-2168. And if you're not getting the treatment because of denials or they're just keep dragging it out, you need help there. The insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You want to go back to work. Your wife wants you to go back to work, or your husband wants you to go back to work. Your employer wants you to go back to work, but you just can't get this stuff done. That's where Patrick can really help. He understands the system, and there's nothing in it that he doesn't know that he can't help you with. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. And 7:45 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org. What is love?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 55 degrees going up to 80 today, and that song, okay, just letting everybody know, it's Christina and my song, is it? Isn't that right?
100%.
100%. Sure. Why?
Sometimes when I don't have mood, I especially turn on to like feel myself better.
Yeah, well, I needed that today. It kind of moved, me too. Kind of moved my sinuses around. So, okay, what about that song? That song came from a movie called Night at the Roxbury. There's nothing rewarding. You know, it did, you know, what did it do? It was just a couple of Saturday Night Live guys, you know, Will Ferrell and this other guy, who I have no idea who his name is, and Night at the Roxbury. and it has no redeeming value, the movie, but the music was good, and this is one of the songs from it. So let's talk inflation. As much as I love that, the latest reading of prices at the consumer level came in higher than expected Wednesday, showing a rise in inflation. Stocks fell sharply after the consumer price index showed a 3.5% increase in prices for the 12 months ending in March. The Dow closed 422 points lower, and the S&P 500 lost 1%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said prices rose in pretty much every major category that last month, with surging gas and housing costs playing a major role. Now, if Sue said the cheapest gas in town that she said that she found was $4.85 a gallon. $4.85 a gallon.
Yesterday I was in Chico. I was having a trail to Phantom Falls. The gas there is $6.
No.
Yes, I swear.
And you saw some of them that were $6?
Yes, and we were trying to find, and we found them like for $5.60. It was the cheapest what we found. It was like a...
$5.60?
Yeah, and it was like a really small gas station. I don't even know the label or the company.
They would probably make it in their backyard.
I guess so, but it was cheaper. We took it.
Well, you know, this is just getting... You know, you have to ask yourself, my friends, are we better off now than we were 3 years ago? Just ask that one question. Forget who was president then and now, but ask yourself that simple question. Is this country better off now than it was 3 years ago? Millions and millions of illegals. Inflation that's going crazy. Things that you buy. And in this state, $20 for, you know, an hour for people that work in fast food restaurants. And then now they're introducing some of these, well, yes, fast food, you can get the $25 meal. Ah! Who wants a $25 hamburger and french fry meal and a large drink? It's totally out of control. The border's out of control. Inflation's out of control. And yet they, and then he turns around, and this is Mr. Biden, turns around and forgives billions in student loans, which is a slap in the face for those of us who have paid off our loans or went to school and paid our way through or used a GI Bill to get through colleges and all of those hardworking backbone of this country, blue-collar workers, are now picking up the tab for all of these college elites. There's something wrong here. And this seems to be, you know, oh, well, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to buy my way back into the presidency. Ukraine and Russia, Israel and Hamas, China rattling its sabers around Taiwan. Crime in the big cities. How'd that work for you? Defund the police. Oh, let's cut back on what you can do. Look at what happened here in California in Prop 47 that we're trying to get fixed to make it put some teeth back into it. That's been a huge success. Criminals are criminals. Now, let me talk about something in this last 5 minutes. I'm looking at the, see if I can find it, Continuum of Care, the NorCal Continuum of Care, had a meeting. And it's a little scary in a way. Now, they are analyzing initiatives to address homelessness here in Shasta County. United Way of Northern California, Tim Danielson spoke to the NorCal Continuum of Care, all right? He said that the what they're trying to do is that the health and medical services is used as a new system, homeless management information system, or HMIS. is used to track and help unhoused community members so they can get the services they need and ultimately find housing. While we have good data, we have the eligibility to get more funding. And okay, this is where I'm going to get into it. More funding. When we don't have good data, it's hard for us to get more funding. They're seeing an improvement in it. So what does that mean? So here's what they said. In the coming months, Christian Schrader told us, in the next month, the Shasta County NorCal Continuum of Care will get over $900,000. In the coming months, they expect $1.2 million to be transferred to the Shasta County NorCal Continuum of Care. Okay. But as we have just seen in the latest reports, nobody knows how this is working. Nobody knows. They're saying all these people they put in these homes, 13 temporary housing, only 13%. 13% actually went on to housing, permanent housing. And these hundreds of millions of dollars are being spent. Christian, don't tell me, Kristen, who, by the way, her heart is huge and she's out there helping because she believes in it. But here's what I'd like for Kristen or the United Way guy to tell me. What good is this money we're spending? Does it take people off the streets? Does it take them off permanently? Show me the results. Show me the beef. Bring in the bacon. Show me that this is working. But there's just some more taxpayer money coming rolling through here again. That's $2 million. So where's it going to go? What's it going to do? And even more important, what good is it doing? The homeless population in California grew by 30% last year. Over the last couple of years. I shouldn't say last year, but over the last couple of years. So obviously something is not working. And yet we keep throwing money at it. We keep throwing taxpayer money at it. So I guess the best thing I would do is get the Continuum of Care on the show, and then they would tell me all of these projects, and this is what's working. I just know is that the state has thoroughly, thoroughly kicked that football out of bounds. And there's other way things I was going to put, but hey. As they have done on housing and all these other things. And then under Proposition 1, they're just going to take money away from the county where you actually have something, you got your hands around it, you can actually change things and make things happen that's going to work. No, they're going to, you know, it's the same thing. We're giving money to the same bunch of green crack addicts in Sacramento, headed up by Gavin Newsom and his handpicked crew there, to take all his money, and what are they going to do? This is a man that wants to be president of the United States. He wants the United States to look like California. Think about that. I'm thinking about it right now. I just threw up in my mouth. Okay. Now, on a more happy note, we're going to have the president of Simpson University, Dr. Norm Hall, is going to join us at 8 o'clock. He's always got good news. And with Reading's University, Simpson University, they got new programs going. I'm gonna ask him about one program I'm really interested in. We'll see what he says. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. And we'll be right back. I also saw that he brought in donuts, so he's just become my favorite person in here. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The threat posed by communist China tops the agenda as President Biden sits down with the leaders of a couple of China's neighbors.
The president will meet with Philippines President Marcos at the White House before they join Japan's prime minister for a trilateral summit. Talks are expected to focus on Beijing's South China Sea incursions, With Beijing attempting to isolate Japan and the Philippines, a senior U.S. official says Mr. Biden is aiming to flip the script and isolate China.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Milkshakes all around, and how about some chicken as well? Former President Trump's gift to a large crowd gathered around him at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta yesterday. It was a warm welcome for Mr. Trump in the predominantly black neighborhood.
How you doing, Trump? I love you, man.
Another person in the crowd telling the former president, quote, I don't care what the media tells you, we support you. Mr. Trump gave that woman a hug before handing out 30 milkshakes. There's word this morning of the death of O.J. Simpson. His family posting on social media saying that he died yesterday following a battle with cancer. O.J. Simpson was 76. After wide areas of the South were pummeled by powerful storms yesterday, today parts of Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky could experience some rough weather. Forecasters warn of the possibility of strong winds, damaging hail, flooding, and even the possibility of tornadoes. A House committee hears from FBI Director Christopher Wray this afternoon, the hearing focusing on national security threats. Inflation continues driving prices higher at the wholesale level. The government's producer price index out this morning rose 0.2% last month from February, prices up 2.1% over the past year. On Wall Street, the Dow down 215 points, the Nasdaq up 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 67 and I'm pretty active. I go out in the fields and work, and I notice a difference. I take it in the morning, but I've been taking it, you know, religiously. My body seems to like it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Rebels in Myanmar battling the country's military leaders, claiming another victory.
Hundreds of soldiers from Myanmar's military junta are now sheltering on a bridge near the Thai border after retreating from the key trading hub of Miaodi. Their withdrawal appears to give a powerful rebel group, the Karen National Union, control of the town. Until now, Miaodi has provided a vital source of trade income for Myanmar's junta, which seized power in a coup 3 years ago. The junta's command over Myanmar is under increasing stress. It's fighting battles with ethnic and opposition groups on several fronts.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Russia has successfully test-launched a new heavy-lift rocket from its Far Eastern Space Complex, a liftoff that comes after two aborted attempts earlier this week, the new rocket designed to launch intelligence and communication satellites. News and analysis at townhall.com. They have done it before, and they're doing it again. Japan is gifting the U.S. some cherry trees, and this time around, it's 250 trees.
They will replace the hundreds that will be ripped out this summer as construction crews work to repair the crumbling seawall around the capital tidal basin. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made the announcement during an official visit to Washington. President Biden says the gift is meant to mark the 250th anniversary of the U.S. in 2026. He says the trees are timeless, inspiring, and thriving. The cherry trees were first planted in 1912 as a symbol of friendship between Japan and the United States. Keith Peters reporting.
Utah state officials working to shore up a rural Utah dam after a 60-foot crack opened up. It sent water pouring into a creek, endangering some 1,700 people who live downstream. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, Linda's here now. Today, the 11th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's at the helm. And today is National Pet Day.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. National Pet Day.
Today's National Pet Day, and people are doing all things for their pets. My gift to Buford today was taking him for a long walk
around.
And then
5:45, and I was impressed because you pounced right out of bed to do that.
No, it was even earlier than that because Buford's got the strangest thing. You know, like male dogs will pee everywhere. I mean, that's what they do. But when he does number two,
isn't this a wonderful way to start your morning?
It's got to be like in tall grass something. So then I get a flashlight out so I can clean up. You know,
but details on Thursday about your parts.
You know what? We have a new pet and we love him. He has won our hearts. So if you're looking for a pet, head on down to Haven Humane because they just have a wonderful selection.
They have wonderful dogs and a huge assortment right now, folks. And you know what? I have to share with you that there's a feeling of, gratefulness within myself that we got this dog after being in the shelter for 72 days. And he's just, he found us at Pet of the Week. He came on. He found us. We decided, let's do this. So we just opened our hearts and our home. And, yeah, there's an adjustment. It's not easy. And, you know, you're trying to figure out who's doing what and when. And he's going to have separation anxiety. And who are the pet sitters? And how are we going to do this? And maybe we raise our voices a little bit. And then we realize, you know, it's just pure love. Anyway, that's the reality there. And I think it's, you know, in a world right now when people aren't so kind to each other. It's wonderful to bring this in, which is all acts of kindness and love. Okay, sunny today with a high of 80. If you're heading out, look outside. It's absolutely gorgeous. But our forecast calls for 53 and a slight chance of thunderstorms, which is really weird. All right, so that may happen before 11, partly cloudy with overnight lows of around 53. And then Friday, it says that we've got about 30% chance of showers once again and thunderstorms, partly sunny with high near 67. So we can see how we go down once again. And this is why, folks, I'm going to sound like your mother. Take your vitamin C and make sure you're hydrated because it's this kind of weather. You hear Carl with his allergies and colds and allergies because everything is coming and blooming. Then the weather's coming out. And so just take care of yourselves. And it was very interesting. I may have said this yesterday that when we were in Sacramento to care for my folks, we saw this, and I'll get on with the weather in a second. We saw this article on allergies and that this week they predicted was the worst yet. And one of the things they said is wash your hands frequently. Pretend like it's COVID. Wash your clothes. Don't go to bed after you've, like saying, taking a walk. Wash your clothes. Wash your sheets frequently. So you don't lay in the pollen, and I'm probably sure that with pets as well, you just have to make sure maybe you should take a wet washcloth and wipe them down. But anyway, that's what we're heading to. Friday, 30% chance of rain, and then we've got 67 overnight lows of 49, and Saturday calls for then 59 overnight lows of 45, and Sunday, chance of showers and partly sunny with 56 and our overnight lows of 45. Now there's the weekend. Now Monday pops back up to 71. Our forecast and our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now, with us this morning, I came in specifically because I haven't seen him. And, you know, you are a ray of sunshine.
Oh,
Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson.
Glad to be here.
The man in charge.
Well, you know, I told Carl, I said, look, I always hear about the Carl and Linda Bott show. And whenever I see Linda around town, she is indeed a ray of sunshine. I said, how come Linda's never on the show when I show up? Is it a personal thing? So he said, next time, you'll be here.
Yes.
And here you are.
Yeah, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now, Thursdays, usually it's been Trish.
That's right. And she's wonderful, too.
She's great. Yeah, Trish is great. I love Trish. You know, Trish is no BS, Trish is what we call Trish.
We like her.
Yeah. The buck stops where Trish is. I love that. But anyway, so she's been out for a while. And so I'm happy to be here today with you. How are you? What's going on? I mean, I'm sure you've got a gazillion things that are happening with Simpson that are always highlighted and positive. So what would be number one on your agenda today?
You know, one of the most recent, thanks for asking and thanks for being here. One of the most exciting things for us is the continuing, well, there's a lot of things, but I just recently received the news that our nursing program, which you know we're very proud of, 2 years ago we ranked number one in California out of 140 schools.
Wow.
I hope that's a headline on your website.
It should be. That was by
y'all was always running like three or four, yeah. So man, you just jumped.
Well, now that was 2 years ago. I don't know what we are now. We're probably three or four or something, but out of 140 schools,
man.
we're super proud.
Yes.
And recently I received word from our dean of nursing that, there's a test that young men and women take before they're allowed to have their nursing license and practice. It's called the NCLEX, and it's a notoriously difficult test. It is absolutely unheard of.
Is it E-N or N?
Yeah, it's N. I believe it's NCELX.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up to
all
be
right.
sure.
No, no, it's
I
okay.
say
I'll
it all
it
the time. You know,
I'll look it up.
So it's like a unicorn horn for a whole cadre of nurses to pass that test on the first go.
Right.
I've just received word that our last two classes all passed it on the first sitting, which is like a unicorn horn being struck by lightning. So, I am exceptionally proud. And friends, I wanted to speak of not only as Carl, you're really good at talking about our athletics and, certainly bass fishing. But folks in Reading, right here, your school, now I'm bragging on your school. That's my job. Reading's hometown university. And we have great partnership with Shasta College, by the way. We have what I call real academic rigor that sets up students to get great jobs and to stay here, bless the economy, buy boats here, listen to the radio here, go shopping here. And as Simpson continues to grow, now 13% in 5 years, we're going to circle back to that.
But going to the nurseries.
It's so easy for me to get excited about one thing and then lead to another. But yeah, nursing's probably my highlight this morning.
Okay,
and there are several.
So the NCLEX, NCLEX.
Right.
NCSBN is dedicated to developing psychometrically sound and legally defensible nurse licensure and certification examinations consistent with current entry-level practice. The NCLEX is the world's premier licensure exam and uses computerized adaptive testing, CAT, technology to deliver the exam, ensuring a valid and reliable measurement of nursing competence.
Well, think of a class of lawyers.
Right, the bar.
Taking the bar, and the whole class passes the first time. That's hard to do anyway.
I'm impressed. So,
exceptionally rare.
Now, when I'm having cocktail conversation, I'll know what NCLEX is.
Okay.
I mean, that's a big thing.
In fact, you've got to bring it up. But the thing about it is what you've done is you've got a four-year program here that people, when they leave here, can practice anywhere, or they can stay here, which is even better.
Yeah,
and I mean for a very living wage.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. And there's such a shortage of nurses.
And we have excellent medical facilities right here in Reading, Shasta, North State. Mm-hmm. Fantastic stuff. And we're just really glad that our students get snapped up pretty quickly, and they're serving right here in the community. I've heard beautiful stories about people going into, a friend of mine was going in for a surprise, a medical treatment, which turned into heart surgery.
Wow. Mm.
And told me about how one of our young ladies came over to him and said, let me take care of this guy, because she knew him. And she put her hands on him and she said, Dr. So-and-so, I'm going to be with you as you go in. I'm going to pray for you as you're in surgery. And I'll be the first face you see when you come out.
Oh, man.
We pride ourselves in the missional head, heart, and hands of nursing. So if you have a young person that's thinking about medical school or nursing school, give us a look.
Oh, yeah. I tell you. No, y'all right. have been leading the pack for a long time.
Thank you.
Got to take a quick break here.
We'll come back after these messages. Here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, this is Your Talk Radio and streaming on KCNR1460.com. Dr. Norm Hall, Simpson University, is our special guest today. We'll be right back.
You.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
All right, I love when she plays Sunny. I kind of like this little disco version of Sunny. Welcome back to the program here on KCNR. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment, okay? They have been sponsoring us since the day that we actually started. Before that, actually, they made our wedding rings. We went in there. you know, we took some gold pieces from Carl's grandparents and some stones, and they created that, made it for us, and then they found out our mission statement, and they've supported this ever since. So even though there's new owners, they've been in the family of Leonard, meaning that in the jewelry world, and they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you've got loose stones, let's just say we're going to be going to the lake. Wouldn't you hate to think that one of your stones fell out because you didn't take responsibility? I don't. Now that sounds like my mom. Well, my mom lost a stone out of her wedding ring, and that's when I think about it. She was swimming, so you know you need to check your prongs. If you wear, you bang your jewelry around, just like you bang your body around. You want it. You need to take a look and see if it's worn out. They do that kind of work. Four Winds Jewelry.
They do everything.
I hope I put a bug in your bonnet when it comes to that. It's really important. You don't want to miss a diamond or an emerald or some kind of special stone that's been passed down to the family.
An earring that falls off your ear?
Yeah, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 530-222-2750. Tell them we said hello for all your jewelry needs.
We're here with Dr. Norm Hall, who's the president of Simpson University, Redding's hometown university. They have, I can tell you that I am on their board, their Citizens Advisory Board. And I was there, I think, the very first one they ever had. And that
Is
was
that
years
right?
ago. Yeah,
Marianne. About 8 years ago.
Yeah, Marianne and I were on it. Marianne Johannesson was there.
Shout out if you're listening. We love you guys.
And so we've really watched Simpson grow. I mean, we were here during some times that weren't easy, but when Dr. Norm Hall came aboard, things changed. And I can tell you that it has changed dramatically. You know, before we get into this season and all that, can we go back and address that growth from Simpson?
Sure.
Simpson has grown like 13% over the last several years. Now, think about this, my friends. Many, and this is a smaller Christian based university.
Yep. Liberal arts.
Liberal arts. And where you see major universities dropping their student enrollment and literally other small liberal arts schools going totally out of business, Simpson has grown 13%.
That's right.
I mean, there must be a reason for that, Norm. I think he's sitting across from us. But
I think so. No, I'm I'm part of a great community, to be sure. Carl, it's not secret sauce. It's what does the community need? If we say we want to be Redding Shasta's hometown university, what does that mean? It means from the smallest detail to the larger programs that we ask the question, what does the North State need? What's the great need here and what can we bring to service that need? Some of the small things, you know, we have R&R meats in our cafeteria. If you want to come and have one of the best meals in town for $10, all you can eat, we have R&R fresh meat, beautiful hamburgers almost every day in the cafeteria, tremendous food.
I think that speaks volumes right there.
It's servicing, it's partnering with the community.
Community.
We try not to go outside for a produce. We try to stay inside. On the other side of the equation, people don't know this. We've delivered about $21 million through federal grants for the Gear Up and Upward Bound program. To provide, and you know, the six counties in the north are pretty challenged financially. We have high suicidality, and the ACEs scores, adverse childhood experience scores, are poor. So Simpson University, with federal grants, delivers about 1,400 students every day in the six counties of the north, tutoring and mentoring. A lot of people don't know that. So we're setting up students first. It's a cradle-to-grave approach. We're setting them up for life success, again, so that they see that they have a broader horizon than anyone's ever told them, that they can indeed go on to the university. Then when they get to us, we have majors that are set up to attend to the North State. Digital media, computer information systems, engineering, nursing, teaching, business. These are what we deduced by study the desired opportunities that young people want in the North State. And then, of course, we match the co-curriculum, and that's certainly been a lot of fun, adding sports.
So could you share with the layman, we match the
co-curriculum, right?
Can you share what that means?
Sure, that means that a lot of young people grow up here in the North State, and they love the outdoors. So what screams outdoors? A nationally ranked bass fishing team is a great example.
The first team that Dr. Hall formed.
No, I think it's fabulous.
And when I heard it, a bass fishing
no,
team?
No, absolutely.
And then I'm thinking about it.
Why
is,
would?
Well, here's the thing is it's popular. And guess what? It doesn't take a lot of money to get something like that off the ground. I mean, it is, and it's not for nothing.
It's
but,
a sport.
And it, I mean, it's a nationally ranked sport in college.
Best in the West 5 years in a row.
That's
congratulations.
And there's over 600 teams in the nation.
So that
you have sponsors now.
We do. We do. And let me see. How did that happen? Alex, our coach, began talking to a variety of people about sponsorship opportunities. And I'm blanking on the name right now. You caught me, Carl.
That's okay. No,
tell you.
I know one of them is Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner
Bruce
is a big one.
Bruce Dean is a hell of a bad fisherman. Yeah. He jumped right
He's
in.
He's got a big bad boat.
And then you've got that the jerky company.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's the one I can't remember.
We'll find
it's the
out.
One out of Missouri.
We'll find out. We'll come back to that. But I mean, the term I was trying to say, what your term was co. We were talking about the term I said for the layman.
It's not just academics. It's also the athletic side and the other parts of the college experience.
Right.
You know, like our granddaughter. She wanted to go to New Mexico State because she wanted football. She wanted basketball. She wanted to be able to go to the games. She wanted to experience that whole
college experience. Right.
That's the truth. Young people want the whole university experience, and they want to be. They want to. You know, we weren't communicating well how affordable we were, and that credits could transfer. And that was another vital point. A lot of folks come over from Shasta and other junior colleges in the North State. And by the way, let me circle back. Harrison's Marine, big sponsor.
There we go.
One of our very first sponsors.
Okay.
Along with Bruce Dean at Black Bear Diner. And then Bridgeford Meats.
Bridgeford, that
is
the
national chain.
Yeah.
They're an outdoor program. And they wanted to be associated with the best in bass fishing nationwide. And so they were shocked to find that the top three were NCAA Division I, big, big schools, 20,000. And then they heard about Simpson, and they came out and said the Simpson experience when they visited was far better than any of the big time. Because, and this comes back to our community, we've got a tremendous community. We've got unbelievable lakes. We've got local anglers that know what they're doing, and we've got families that are producing kids that are technically competent fishermen. They really people don't realize it's tough. It's a tough sport.
It's a competitive sport.
Absolutely.
The guy from Bridgeford, in fact, during the business luncheon that y'all host,
that's right,
came on the air and he said, "We're backing him
for life."
And that's the word he used for life. That's
From
how much
on.
We. That's how much we think of this program.
Yeah, and we reciprocate that appreciation. Of course, I don't know if we can ever appreciate them enough for all the beef jerky they give our team when they're on the road. I'm a little worried about those guys foundering on beef jerky. Yeah. But
well, it's good. It's protein.
That's right.
Protein. And, you know, they're not getting donuts.
That's right.
We have a fabulous website. You've got your tournaments. You've got. I'm just looking at it now, and you've got your roster, your coaches, Fan Zone, Inside Athletics. It's a very comprehensive website.
Is there a picture of the cool boat?
There was a picture of a guy with a rod on his back.
Okay, all right.
Before we take a break, I want you to know that when we go to websites, sometimes you look about the mission statement.
Right.
We are dedicated making a difference in the world, Simpson University. We are dedicated to nurturing a community of faithful champions, individuals who understand that their education is a calling. Mm-hmm. Our commitment goes beyond academic excellence. It's about cultivating leaders who, inspired by their faith, are ready to address the challenges of the world with compassion and integrity. What more can you ask for?
Well, that's our goal right there. Thank you. Thank you for reading that.
Okay.
She's better than me.
She's better than me. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue there. It's been there since 1960. Well, it's been formed since 1960. It's been at this location probably since 1968. However, it's a veteran-owned business. It's a place that I've never had a bad haircut. I've never had a bad experience there. They're just good people down there. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. In fact, I'll give them a call today and set up another haircut. Or you can just stop by. And if they've got an opening, boom, you're going to get a great haircut. I've never had a bad one there. And it is a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. Don't be in there thinking they're going to blow dry your hair. No. Nama. Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
How are you on this beautiful Thursday? I'm chomping down on a piece of something I shouldn't.
You got a donut, because Dr. Hall brought donuts.
A piece of chocolate
today.
One.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you get in our chat room the same way. Thanks out there. Barbara sent me a... she says, go down to Orchard Nutrition and try this for hay fever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And there's somebody on the line? Oh. Oh, that.
Oh, oh. She said, oh, no, got she didn't worry about it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, don't worry about it, Christine. Today it's going to go up to 80. It's going to be beautiful. Enjoy today, and tomorrow it's going to start looking like it's going to start getting back
well,
in
we
the rain.
Well, we have slight chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy tonight with 53. When they say slight chance, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. When we had those thunder storms before, I was in the middle of a rodeo meeting, and some of the gals couldn't make it because their horses were... I mean, that was some big rumble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this Saturday...
It's like Midwest stuff.
This Saturday, I'm going to be down at the rodeo arenas, and there's a bunch of people from the Rodeo Association. We're doing that last-minute stuff here.
The cleanup.
Well, cleanup.
Touch-up.
Fix-up. We've got such accomplished professionals in doing things out there. I get the weed sprayer.
I hope not right now with your nose.
Or the power washer. Yeah. Those are the things I can do. Okay, we're here with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, Redding's hometown, Redding Shasta, hometown university.
That's right.
Now, you've got plans on this new building.
Yes, sir.
The STEM building, but also got other things in it. So let's talk about that.
I'm glad you brought it up, because here's, I'm going to make a request of you, Carl.
Uh-oh.
As a veteran yourself, thank you for your service. We're deeply appreciative. And
it's an honor to serve this country.
You know, a lot of people don't know. If you come on campus, just to the right of the cross at the center of campus, we have a veterans memorial wall. We have a veterans support program on our campus, and we have about 60 veterans or veteran dependents at Simpson at any given time. And so those of you who have served know that there are some unique needs for young men and women who have served our country bravely, and they need somebody to help them reconnect. They've been on a team, they've been out doing service, they've served their country, and then all of a sudden it's a little bit of an untethering experience.
Sure.
And so we have a program set up to receive them, to make sure that they get their GI benefits lined up, because there's, as you know, a little bit of paperwork there.
Which you all take really good care in getting it all done.
We are thrilled. And you, that's right, you're a product of our program.
I got my certificate. I had my teaching degree, but I needed a certificate for State of California. So I went through Simpson, and you all took care of all my certification the classes, but that's also right. All the paperwork that goes to the VA.
Right. So in our new STEM building, science, technology, engineering, and math, there's another part of the building that's the Veterans Center. And the Veterans Center will be right off our main thoroughfare, and it'll be nicely appointed and clearly set up to make sure that veterans are successful. Now, we're going to have a veterans gala on June 8th. And many of you know Maurice and Marianne Johansson.
Oh, we just love them. And they have been such a vital part of a heartbeat in our community, blood flowing through when you think
Absolutely.
About so many different,
That's right.
you know, needs. And so go ahead, please. June 8th.
June 8th, we're going to have the Veterans Gala. And certainly it's a fundraiser for those who care deeply about setting up avenues to take care of veterans. But more importantly, we'll be honoring our dear friends, the Johannessons, at this event. And you will not want to miss it. In fact, Ken White was telling me this morning that I should ask Carl on air if he might like to be the MC for that event. So, Carl, I don't want to put you under too much pressure except in front of, 30,000 broadcast listeners. But we'd love to have you involved. You know you're already a part of Simpson University. So think on that one a little bit. And if you bring your lovely wife, that makes everything more than doubly good.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do is when we go to our break here, I'm going to go in and take a look at our schedule. And I think we're around.
We would love to. All the right. Only thing would be is if that's when the kids are having their double, the grandkids are having their double
graduation
party. And we don't know when that date is. But we'll find that out right now, and that would be great. How could we not be there if we were physically able in this town to go to the Simpson event, the Veteran Gala, honoring Maurice and Marianne? We would just be absolutely so blessed.
And everybody that I talk to says, Dr. Hall, do you know, we would likely have far less, if anything, serving veterans in the North State if it weren't for the Johannessons. So not only thankful for Maurice's service as a senator, as a military man, but also as a community leader in a variety of ways, not to mention Marianne Johannesson, who's the wind beneath his wings.
Absolutely.
And he was also the director of California Veterans Affairs, which is one of the real reasons we got the cemetery, we got the veterans home, we got the second, the clinic, and then the second clinic. And I mean, this just goes on and on. I can't say enough about the Johannessons.
So we do hope that that this word gets out. You should know, folks, Andrew Tuggle is the director of our Veterans Affairs Center. Mm-hmm. If you're a young man or woman, or middle-aged, or even older man or woman who has served our country bravely, we stand ready to receive you at Simpson University and help you with the paperwork and make sure that you get through to a useful degree program, maximizing your GI Bill. We want to set you up for success. That's another thing. Why is Simpson having a good experience? Because we're serving our community.
We also were looking at building that veterans group to at least 100 people. And
absolutely.
Look, you know, reaching out to a lot of these, a lot of the, military when they're going through their transition program. It's like a month-long transition program. And let them know that there's mm-hmm. a university up here mm-hmm. that a lot of Christians in the military. This would be the obvious next step, plus the fact of being up here in the Northern California region, which is a great place to live anyway.
So. Well, just know that we'll have some great speakers. One, the founder of Higher Heroes, an Olympic wrestler named John Bartus, who will be at the event.
Yeah.
And so the combination of you two and John Bartus, it's going to be a great night. So let's see what we can do.
Okay. I think it's a great idea. And speaking of which, it's time to take a break. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back because we want to talk about there's a system that parents use.
FAFSA.
It's called FAFSA. And this system is one that's really important to parents when you're looking at financial help and all that and what's out there and how do you do it that the government has put together. Well, Dr. Hall is going to explain something's different about the system mm-hmm. when we get back.
You betcha.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Toby Keith, who just a prolific songwriter.
Should have been a cowboy.
And did so much
bar.
To support
I love my bar.
Our veterans.
He did.
Went overseas.
Right. Many times.
You know,
he and Kid Rock.
And he didn't necessarily say, I am for a specific administration.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to think about the people that serve our country.
Yeah.
Is that you stay in the neutral zone because people have religious beliefs, they have political beliefs, but they're serving our country. And I love that about Toby Keith. He just was, I'm here to support you, and I'm proud to be an American. Can we do that?
Yeah. So June 8th is going to be at Simpson. It's going to be the military
gala
there.
That's
to
right.
Support our military out there at Simpson and other places. You're invited. There'll be a lot more information coming.
Veterans.
It looks like I'm going to be emceeing it that night.
Veterans.
Awesome.
I already had it on my.
Oh, you did?
On my calendar.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know about other things that can fall in.
Yeah,
but okay. Hey, getting ready to start football season?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear about it.
Well, let me tell you, we are recruiting like mad, and we've got a lot of local kids. The most recent one, I frankly, I don't know where this young fella's from. Oh, I need to get in front of the microphone.
In front of the microphone.
There we go.
Thank
there
you.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Coach introduced me to a young man the other day, 315 pounds of all muscle, about 6'4". He was invited to go out at UCLA, but we stole him. His dad wants him to be at Simpson.
Okay.
We are recruiting some giant, strong kids. You probably know we doubled, maybe more than that, the size of our weight room. Went from 4 racks to something like 12 racks, a whole lot more weights. And let me tell you, that space is getting some heavy use now. And our food bill has gone up dramatically at the university.
I bet.
I watched a tray of chicken strips. It wasn't even done steaming before the tray was empty. These guys can put away some food. They're putting on tremendous weight. And right now we have, 58 footballers currently enrolled. We had our zero season this year, which allows you 2 non-conference games.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 9 or 10 games set up next year. We're starting off the very first game. We're playing College of Idaho, ranked number 3 in the nation this year.
Ooh.
They are tough.
These are small schools. Right.
No, College of Idaho is not a small school.
Oh, okay. So you're just kind of playing with the
We're in the NAIA, and
okay.
That's the Frontier Conference, which
right.
is the toughest conference. Got Montana Tech and Carroll College and College of Idaho. They're the toughest perennially, and we're playing them all next year. All the biggest schools. And we know we're going to get knocked around in the first year. But you know what? I think there's going to be some surprises on the faces of our opponents next year.
Last year was just a scrimmage season.
Current year, right now, is the scrimmage season.
Okay.
Right?
So how many games are going to be?
Next year, 9 or 10.
That's 2025.
That's right, next fall.
Or 2024.
That's 2024.
Okay, so this fall,
right,
we're going to have how many games?
9 or 10.
Oh,
we're working
okay.
on the confirming okay. the 10th one right now.
All right.
So 6 teams in the Frontier Conference, which is the conference that we're in the request phase to join, but it's perennially the toughest conference in the nation. So Simpson is not going to show up slacking, and we need the support of our fans. And we've got the combined number of students who are already on campus and committed for next year's over 96 already. We expect to have 120 on the team, and we expect to give some surprises. We want to be the Mike Tyson of Brandon football programs next year.
So
we're going to be punching above our weight.
They
that's
are
right.
the Red Hawks. And you
that's
also
right.
have a camp that's prospect camp that's coming up June 17th.
Right. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing because we have some amazing coaches. You've met Sean Daniel.
Yes, I have.
I don't know how that guy contains the energy that he has within the skin of one man. But the young men and women just love him. He's a man of faith and family, and he is pouring it out all the time. And he has more knowledge about football than most people will ever imagine. So the young people can come to that camp. They can get a look-see at the football program at Simpson and also learn a thing or two about dynamic football playing.
Mm.
Now, football camp, is this for kids of all ages? Or is this a prospect camp? Is this for
8 to 12?
No, that's when it's going. But what are the ages for it though?
Oh well, just you can go online and see Simpson Football Prospect Camp, June 17th, from 8 to 12.
What I'm looking at there, what I think it is, it's like for walk-ons that want to play.
Oh, could be. We'll find out.
Last year it was mostly high school kids who wanted to be considered for this coming season.
Right, walk-ons.
And there were a few, and you know, you recruit down in a sophomore and junior year.
Uh-huh.
So those younger kids can come too and get a sense of what college football is about.
Yeah.
Kind of wet their taste a little bit.
Yeah,
and get
it's a camp to teach them football and
right,
all that and take
right,
a look
right,
at the ones
right.
that want to play and the ones that are going to want to play in a couple years for you.
And I got to tell you, one of the things, I could not tell you all the dates on this, to be very frank with you. I was driving to campus one day and I saw about 80 kids on the baseball field, and they were definitely not college kids. And here Dan Tating is running a camp for one of the things that Simpson wants to be known for, as I've said, serving the local community. So mm-hmm. we have baseball camps, we have basketball camps, we have football camps. We're even looking at it. We have a new track program. We're looking at track and cross country camp as well. Soccer is a we have two or three soccer camps a year. So when you guys hear about that, come see us.
Well, I'm going to mention one, and then we're going to move to another subject, the fast thing.
Yeah.
Rodeo team. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Rodeo team.
There's a few people mentioning that.
Yes,
and
there were.
We need a coach. If you or Linda want to be a coach of the rodeo,
you need somebody that knows how to do it. And but there are a lot of people around here that could really help out.
Well, you know, Erin Clendenin works. Phillips, Erin Clendenin Phillips, is the rodeo queen herself.
Yeah, and she was she's a barrel racer,
and she works on our team in digital media marketing. And she reminds me about every other day. So I think it can happen. I think it can happen.
You've got the arena. You got a couple of arenas you could use, and then you've got a stock contractor I'm sure would like to get involved in this. Anyway, now let's talk about this FAFSA. FAFSA, because it's scary. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell people, we got 4 minutes.
Here's just a primer. The federal government created the FAFSA system, Federal Aid Financial Estimator System. And everybody who sent a kid off to school knew that it was complicated and it gets into all your personal business. And it creates what they call an EFC, Estimated Family Contribution. And all of the college have to work within that estimated family contribution space because that EFC score will create the ledge, if you will, that everybody stands on to package the students for their financial aid. So that EFC will dictate if you get Pell and Cal grants to second degree, as well as SEOG grants, funds, to all Title IV funds. So, as I said, it's complex. The federal government, I hate to be too harsh, but it's true. The federal government decided they were going to change that program. And so there's a whole lot of people who are very anxious about whether their kid is going to have enough money to go to college next year. And so there's a lot of anxiety out there. So here's what I'm going to say to you. Even if you're thinking about going to another school, call Simpson, talk to one of our admissions people, enrollment admissions people, our financial aid people. We can help you by going to – there's a website. It's a federal financial aid calculator website, which will help you figure out what you should be receiving back from the federal government, because they're not telling you. They're just not getting it done. Literally, they've promised to get the information out.
Well, they changed the system and they threw it out there, put it online saying you had to use it without testing it.
They didn't test it.
They did not test the system and it is just
coming
apart. Nobody. Well, the government does. Bless their hearts.
So Simpson, who is absolutely committed to making sure your young men and women can afford to come to school and they can transfer in their credits from junior colleges, we're here to serve. We have people in our admissions enrollment space that can help moms and dads and junior figure out what their financial aid package is. And I think two things will happen. They'll find out that it doesn't have to be as anxious circumstance as it is. And two, Simpson University is far more affordable than they might otherwise.
Yeah, you know, people, when they tell me how, I said, look, I've sat through several financial briefings about going to Simpson.
Yep.
And with the amount of grants coming out, the things that Simpson does to help, you can walk away from Simpson not owing any money.
And well, you know, Carl, I spend a lot of time on the road fundraising. Yeah. And we discount a lot of our students up to 50% or more.
Yeah.
And so it is way more affordable than most people realize.
You need to find that out. Just don't automatically think private, Christian, university is going to cost X amount of dollars because it doesn't.
Right.
I mean, I've seen the figures, and I've told people that.
Right.
And they are surprised to hear these things. Anyway, if people are interested about coming to Simpson and hearing this, well, gosh, you know, it's I don't have to go anywhere. I can be here. Who do they reach out to?
Just call our home desk. The phone number there is 1-888-9-SIMPSON. and we will be glad to help them out. Ask for financial aid or ask for admissions, and we'll serve.
And you know what?
Thank you, Dr. Hall.
Remembering, and you remember this, when you went up those that first day we got to run, and you signed up for your classes.
Yeah.
Oh, was that cool? Anyway, thanks so much, Dr. Hall, for everything that Simpson does to for our community and the way you all look at it.
Thank you. And thanks for bringing your dog in this morning.